Hi. So today I am in the mood to talk a lot because I didn't really talk a lot today. So right now I decided to do a questionnaire, another questionnaire. This one's very, very much longer. This is the questionnaire that Dante Creates made. It's 50 random questions. I'm excited. Also, if you can hear noise in the background, I'm watching Friends. I'm going to turn that down. Actually, I'm going to just mute it at this point. There we go. So yeah, sorry if I'm a little jumpy and all over the place. I had a lot of sugar. And I slept really, really well, so like, a lot of sleep plus sugar, I'm all over the place. But yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, question one. Does anyone in this community know your real name and identity, yes or no? Yes, there are one, two, three, four people. There are four people that know my name and what I look like. Four? Yes, four. Only four people. Number two. Do you have a crush on a member of this community? As of right now, I do not. I do not have a crush. Yeah. I talk all over the place. I'm over the place. Yeah, that's probably why. Because I'm all over the place. But yeah, I don't have a crush right now. Number three, would you have sex with, who would you have sex with if you were given total consent? I'm assuming that they want me to pick someone from GWA. Am I going to be bold? Nah, I'm a pussy out. I'm just going to say this as a celebrity. A celebrity that I would love to have sex with if I were given total consent. Chris Hemsworth. Because it's Chris Hemsworth. Number four. Have you given or received anal in real life? No. Neither. I've never given or received. I've never given or received. It's 1:30 in the morning. Leave me alone. Don't judge me. All right. I've never given or received. But I'm not going to lie. I would love to peg a man sometime in my life. That's a secret about me. Anyways. Number five. Would you rather give or receive oral sex? I would rather give. Because naturally I'm a giver. So if I'm having sex with someone, I would rather let them come before me. Or like if anything, if we had to pick one person to come throughout sex, I would let that person come over me. Because I get off by watching people pleasure themselves, or like they get pleasured. So if they get pleasured, then I'm pleasured. Yeah. Number six, what is your favorite tag? Favorite tag. I don't know. That's a good question. What is my favorite tag? Probably Wet Sounds. If anything, I think Wet Sounds would be my favorite. Yeah? Yeah, I like Wet Sounds. I like hearing the Wet Sounds. Yeah. I feel like I have more, but I think out of all of the ones that I like, I think my number one favorite is Wet Sounds. Number seven, is there a tag you'd really want to try writing / recording? Yes. I would 100%, 110% would love to do an enemies to lovers. but I can't do it. I feel like I wouldn't know how to do it well. Like, I don't even think my friends to lovers aren't that good. So I don't know if I do enemies to lovers, that'd be good. But I would love to do it. I would 100% love to do it. But yeah. Number 8. Are you a member of the Mile High Club? I am not. I wish I was, though. That's one of my favorite fantasies, is to have sex on an airplane. 100%. Number 9. Have you ever fucked in a car? No. I have not. I've never been fucked in a car. Sorry if you can hear that. I'm cracking my knuckles. Number 10. Do you gravitate to rougher audios or more vanilla content? Oh, God. I'm, like, in the middle. Because between vanilla and rough, I'm, like, in the middle. I'm in the very, very middle. But if I had to pick, I think I would do rougher. Because I really am in between vanilla and, like, rough and kinky. So, I guess I will pick rougher. Number 11. Does anyone in your real life know that you write/record here? Yes. Aside from the people that know me in Reddit, like, outside, like, people that know me from Reddit that know my name, my identity. There is one person that is outside of Reddit that knows what I do, and that is my best friend of all time. I told her about it, and she was like, okay, I support it. As long as you're doing what makes you happy, go for it. I was like, okay, cool. So, there you go. Number 12, what is your favorite ice cream flavor? Oh, God. Okay. All time, chocolate chip cookie dough. I currently have strawberry cheesecake ice cream in my freezer. And I've been starting to have a strong liking/slight love for the new pumpkin cheesecake Ben & Jerry's. That was a lot to unfold. But the main question, my favorite ice cream flavor of all time is chocolate chip cookie dough. I love chocolate and I love cookie. Boom. Do you pronounce aunt as aunt or aunt? I do both. Like, for instance, it really just depends on who told me the aunt and aunt growing up. Like, for instance, I had an Aunt Rose, but I have an Aunt Kathy. Like, it just depends on who told me. I say it either or. I had an Aunt Rose. I have an Aunt Kathy. Like, it's a different, like, I don't know. I say both. Number 14. Name your favorite video game, if any. Mass Effect. The Mass Effect franchise is my favorite video game. Favorite video game franchise. But my all-time favorite game between, like, what is it? Three? There are three games. The second one's my favorite. I can play that a million times. It's my all-time favorite. I love it. I feel like I have more of a connection with it. I don't know why. Like, all the games are really good. But if I had to pick, I would pick Mass Effect 2. Every time. Number 15. Can you juggle 3 balls for 1 minute? No. I cannot. I've tried juggling a million times. I suck. My dad is very good at juggling. It sucks because, like, I've inherited a lot of things from my dad, but the number one thing is that I cannot juggle like him. And I'm very sad about that. Number 16, what is your single best talent? If you can't think of just one, pick a favorite. My best talent. My best talent. Does sleeping count as a talent? If sleeping counts as a talent, then I'm very talented at sleeping. And if you want to know how talented I am, I went to bed at 6 a.m. And then today I woke up at 5:30 p.m. And then I slept through that consecutively. I did not wake up once. So if that's talent, then I have, then that I'm, that's my biggest talent, my best talent right there. Other than that, I'm not really that talented. I mean, I write, but I haven't written in so long. I've written months, but yeah, I'll say sleeping and writing. Number 17, what direction are you facing right now? North, south, east, or west? Oh God. I'll do in relation to my house. So if my house is facing north, excuse me, if my house is facing north, I am currently facing south. Because I'm sitting the opposite of way the front of my house is. Yes, so I am sitting south right now. Number 18, if you threw a brick to your left, what would be damaged? If I threw a brick to my left, my window would be damaged. Either my window or the wall below my window. Either way, my window would be affected. Somehow. Number 19, what is your alcoholic drink of choice? Wine. I am a wine mom. Specifically, Pink Moscato is my all-time favorite wine. I love wine. 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 Because I have, like, my all-time favorite, and then I have, like my honorable favorites. But my all-time favorite drink of choice would be wine. Number 20, what alcoholic drink will you never drink again? Salted caramel vodka. Never again. I have horrible flashback memories to drinking that. And every time, like, I go to, like, my, like, someone's house or whatever, and it's like a gathering, and someone, there's at least someone that will bring salted caramel vodka, I would look at it and I physically have to look the opposite direction because that's how triggered it makes me. Yeah. Number 21, can you / do you drink alcohol straight? For example, whiskey, vodka, what's cognac? I can't pronounce that, whatever. Or rum, etc. with nothing else added. There's this drink, alcoholic drink. I forget what the brand is, but it's blueberry lemonade rum. I can drink that straight up because it's juice. It's literally like juice. It's amazing. If you give me that as a mug, I will assume that it's juice because you can't taste the burn at all. It's amazing. So, yeah. I've tried whiskey straight. I somehow survived. I don't know how I did, but I survived. But I can do rum straight. I think, yeah, I can do rum straight. I can do vodka straight, but it depends on what the vodka is. Whiskey, I've tried. I almost died. But yeah, rum is my drink that I can drink straight. Sorry if I'm not making sense. My mind is usually over the place, so I don't really know if I'm making sense most of the time. But yeah. Number 22, have you ever had drunken sex? If so, how did it go? I've never had drunk sex or high sex. And between the two, I've always wanted to try high sex. I've masturbated high once. That shit was awesome. That shit was awesome. I would definitely do that again. But I've never had drunk sex before. And I would love to. Number 23, favorite sex position. Least favorite sex position. My favorite. I mean, you can never go wrong with missionary. I'm laying down on my back. He's doing all the work. I don't care. And, like, he can play with my tits, and then he can kiss my ear or kiss my neck, and I'm having a good time. But you can also... I also like riding. I like riding. But I also like doggy. Oh, my God. I can't pick this. God, I'm so indecisive. If I had to pick... doggy. I think doggy is my favorite position. And my least favorite sex position? It's not a position. Not a specific position, but I don't like, or it's more tiring to have sex against the wall. Because, like, if it's from behind and it's against the wall, like, you're standing. I don't want to have sex standing up. Like, that's too much. I need to be on the bed or on the couch. Like, I can't do that. No, thank you. If you want to have me on the wall, at least just lift me and I'll wrap my legs around you and then you just go ham. But other than that, I can't do wall, I can't do standing up sex. Not at all. Number 24, are you currently a dom, sub, or a switch? I am a switch. I am 100% a switch. Most times, I think on most days, I'm a sub. But I would 100% be a dom, too. Like, all the time. Yeah. I am a sub. I'm a sub. I'm not a sub. I'm a switch. I'm a full-on switch. All right. Number 25. Do you listen to audios opposite from your own sexual preference? Sexual preference. Audio's opposite from your own sexual preference. No. I don't think... No, not really. Because I only really listen to the ones that I'm... Like, I preference sexually. So... But, like... There are times where I, like... Should I... I'm, like, I'm not attracted to this, but should I listen? But, like, I've... Started listening to some that... That are out of my comfort zone... Then I was like, no, this is too much, and I just leave. But I don't do it. I wish I had the balls to do it. I just can't do it. 26. Have you had a same-sex erotic experience in real life? If no, would you want to try one? Erotic experience? No, but I've kissed a girl. But I would love to... have sex with a girl. Hands down, I would love to have sex with a girl. Oh my god. Oh my god, women. Oh, to be in between two pairs of thighs. I would love to do that. Number 27. Do you believe that highly sexual people have a better understanding of human anatomy than the general public? I don't know. Highly sexual people have a better understanding of human anatomy than the general public. No. Because I... No. Because... because when you're having sex and, like, if you're thinking about the anatomy if you're having sex, think about the anatomy. It's the basic stuff. It's the basic stuff. Dick, vagina, hands, ass, whatever. I don't fucking know. But, like, there's nothing different with, like, it between... someone who's had sex and someone who's never had sex. Because no matter what, both know the anatomy. There's not one person that knows it more than the other. Because the human anatomy of sex is basic anatomy. Am I right? Yeah. Sorry, I think I'm rambling. Yeah, I'm rambling. But I think that's it. Yeah. I might sound dumb. I'm sorry. Number 28. What brought you to this community? YouTube. I was listening to different ASMRs on YouTube. And then there was this one guy in particular. And I was looking up if he had different social media. And he was on Reddit. And then I moved to Reddit. And then I found his stuff on Reddit. Then it led me to DWA. And then after finding out DWA, I stayed there. And then when he left Reddit, I was sad. I was sad when he left Reddit. But, yeah. But if it wasn't for him, I would not have known DWA. But, yeah. YouTube brought me to DWA. 29. What keeps you here? People. There's some very, very nice people on here. They're very sweet. I mean, they're a dick. I mean, in life, there are dicks. There will be horrible people. But the people on DWA that I've met, that I've talked to, are not rude at all. They're very sweet. Lovely feedback. Lovely compliments. Very sweet people. So, the people keep me going here. Yeah. Number 30. If a laid-back family member found your account and heard your audios or read your scripts, how would you describe why you do it? If a laid-back family member found your account and heard your audios, how would you describe why you do it? I would describe it as trying to take my mind off of reality, because I'm thinking about the most laid back family member right now, and it's my brother closest to it's my brother. And like, if you find out about my audios, I'd be like, why do you do this? And I was like, I would just say it takes my mind off of life and real life. Then he would be like, okay, that's good. And he's like, as long as it makes you happy, do whatever. I was like, okay. So that's probably what would happen. Number 31, can you whistle a tone? If so, please whistle a tone. What tone do I don't know what to whistle to. I mean, I can whistle, but I don't know what a tone. Oh, a tone. A tune. A tune. Oh my god, I hate myself. Please whistle a tune. Ugh, okay. A tune. What do I sing? I will do the lovely classic Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Oh, I'm not a good whistler though. Ooh, I've whistled so long. I'm also wearing lipstick, so. Ooh, those last notes were not it. I'm so sorry. But yeah. Number 32. Can you use chopsticks? I can use chopsticks. And I'm proud. Number 33. Do you say soda, pop, coke, or another word to describe a soft drink? I say soda. My aunt. Ironically enough, my aunt Kathy that I mentioned earlier. My aunt Kathy says coke. And my uncle, from my mom's side, who's a foreign dude, he says pop. So, but I personally say soda. But everyone around my family either literally says whatever. Number 34, what was the last concert you attended pre-pandemic? There's a group called AJR. I don't know if you heard it. But I went to their concert in November. It was great. I cried. But the thing was, I was supposed to see them again this past July. But then it got canceled because of Corona. But Yeah. That was the last concert I attended. Number 35. Have you ever punched another person hard in the face? Yes, I've punched my brothers many times growing up. It was kind of like, not tradition, but it was like a ritual of me punching my brothers at least once a week. Or once every other week. Number 36. Have you ever kicked a man in the balls? I have. Fun fact, I've kicked a guy in the balls. Same guy twice. I kicked a guy in the balls twice. It was the same guy. And I've punched a guy in the balls. And the reason why I kicked the guy in the balls twice was because he led me on. He told me he liked me, but he was a fuckboy and he led me on. So I kicked him twice in the balls. Different occasions. And then I punched a dude in the balls because he was racist to me. If you ask me, those are solid reasonings as to why I did it. And I'm proud that I did it. Number 37. Do you vote in your country? Why or why not? I do. I fucking vote in my country. Because I have the right to. I am a woman. I can vote. I'm a black woman. I can vote. And back then, I was not allowed to vote. So right now, I am using the rights that I have to do what I can do. So if you have the right to vote, I suggest you should vote too. I am speaking to my friends in the U.S. Please, for the love of God, vote. That's my TED Talk. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Number 38, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Yes or no? No. Big fat no. I hate peanut butter. And peanut butter and jelly is not good. If I told that to my dad, he would probably disown me. But I hate peanut butter. And I hate peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Number 29. Broccoli. Yes or no? Yes. Has to be seasoned very well, though. I cannot do straight up broccoli. It has to be cooked and seasoned well. If that is, yes. If it's just by itself, no. Number 40. Butter or margarine? What is margarine? I'm dumb. I would say butter because I don't know what the other one is. Number 41, vegetarian, vegan, or carnivore? Do not explain. I am a carnivore. Yeah. I wanted to be a vegetarian for a while, but then I was like, I can't. I love meat too much. My parents are vegetarians. They've been vegetarians for 20 years. I don't know how they do it. And my mom's like, I can be a vegan. I was like, how? But I'm a carnivore. Number 42, favorite cartoon as a child. Cartoon. I loved me some SpongeBob. Edna and Eddy was the show for me, though. Thinking what else? I can really think of Family Guy, King of the Hill, South Park. That's all I can think of right now. 43. Do you think cheaters will always lean toward cheating? Always? No. I don't think so. I really don't think so. Like, for instance, one of my best friends, she cheated on a previous relationship. It was her very first relationship, and she cheated on him. That's one of her biggest regrets till this day. But after her cheating and after that relationship ended, she immediately changed. She changed. And now she's been in a couple more, like, long-term real relationships. And she has never cheated since. And she will never cheat. She's like, cheating is my biggest regret. I cannot do that. I can't do that to myself. I can't do that to them, but I also can't do that to myself. Because, like, when she cheated, like, she... Back then, she had an excuse of, like, I wasn't thinking right, blah, 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 blah. But then growing up, she was like, I was a fucking bitch. Why did I fucking do that? And, like... But she owned up to it. She till this day, if someone asked her, she said yes. She was like, yes, I did. I apologize profusely, and I've changed. And she has changed. So, I think as long... So, if you cheat, that's bad. But if you realize what you did was wrong, and you apologize, and you take those steps into changing and showing that you have been a different person after that relationship, then I think you're solid. But I don't think every cheater in the world will always lean towards cheating. Never. 44, what is your favorite part of sex? The eye contact. Or like you don't even have to speak words. But like, I think like, if you look at each other, like, while, like, one person's giving you head, or you're giving them head, or, like, someone's fucking you, or vice versa, like, if you look at them, you feel more intensity. Like, it's already intense as it is, but, like, if you look into their eyes and just hold, like, that contact, I feel like that'll take you up from, like, 100 to, like, 10,000 easily. But... yeah. Number 25. I'm sorry. Number 45. Performers. Use one word to describe how you feel doing sexy mouth sounds. One word to describe during... Oh, how I feel during sexy mouth sounds. Awkward. Because when I'm doing the mouth sounds. So, usually when I'm doing the dirty in my audios, my phone will be slightly far away from me, just slightly. But I feel like when I do the mouth sounds, you can't hear them that well. So I always have to take my phone, bring it very close to my mouth as I'm making the sexy mouth sounds. So it's just awkward. So... yeah. 46. Oh, this is for a writer. I'm not a writer. 47. Oh, this is for a vagina eater. I have not eaten vagina, but I want to. I'm really mad. All right. 48 is for dick cocksuckers. Here we are. What is your best technique for driving a man crazy? I have three. I have three, maybe four tips. Number one, play with the balls. Well, it depends on who the guy is. If a guy straight up is like, don't play with my balls, don't play with his balls. But if a guy likes playing with his, like, if he likes getting his balls played or sucked with, do it. I would do it teasingly. Just, like, don't, like, put the balls straight up in your mouth. I would do, like, a little lick, or, like, just fondle the balls lightly as you're sucking him. It'll drive him crazy. Number two, the tip. The tip is very sensitive. You drive that man crazy with the tip. Either you lick the tip slightly, like softly or like slowly with your tongue while looking up at him, or you use your finger. I usually use my index finger. Either my index finger or my thumb, and I just kind of like swirl around the tip, even hovering like over the hole and like just rubbing around it. Oh my god, it's so fun to watch their reactions. number three. I don't really do this that often, but I really should. So when I'm sucking a guy, so after some time I can't describe this. Hold on. Let me bring my words together. Okay. So I just sucked a guy. I just finished sucking a guy. His dick is wet. So I continue getting his dick hard by stroking it with my hand. And then after that, I will just play. Like, I will play with his balls with my mouth. Like, I will suck. I will lick whatever. And I will continue stroking. And after playing with the balls a bit, I would look up at him while stroking. I will lean in and just gently bite his inner thigh. He will either chuckle or squirm. Sometimes both. But I do not like a full-on like bite, but I do like little kisses or licks or bites of like the upper inner thigh near where the thigh and like where the thing meet, where the genitals meet, where the whatever, like that little like crevice. I usually do it there. So I do little bites. So imagine you're about to have sex with this man. You're about to do stuff with this guy. He's standing up. You're laying in bed. He is taking off his clothes, like getting ready. You, being the nasty, slutty girl you are, you just spread your legs open, lick your fingers, and just not even, don't touch your clit. Just rub around the lips, making eye contact with him, and like licking your lip with your tongue or biting your lip or like arching your back too. And just make yourself feel a bit needy, because that'll make him want you even more. Oh my God. Ugh. To all the guys that's listening, I don't know if there are guys that'll be listening. Am I right with those? I hope I'm right with those. Yeah. Number 49. Do you currently have a stuffed animal or action figure? If yes, mention one item and why you like it. I have a stuffed animal. I'm grabbing it right now. I have this little, what is it? It's a dog. It's a little dog, a little cute doggy. And he's wearing this oversized unicorn hoodie. And it's the cutest thing ever. I got it for my birthday this past year. And I love it because I love dogs. I love unicorns. And I love stuffed animals. Another stuffed animal that I have is, it's in the corner of my room, but I have this big ass stuffed unicorn. I got it for my birthday, not this past year, but the year before, and it's my favorite thing in the world. But it's in the corner because it's too big for my bed. It's not too big for my bed, but he just needs some place to stay. I feel like once, I don't want him to move around all the time when I'm going to bed or not, because when I go to bed, I push some stuff off, because I have like a huge selection of like pillows, and I have like 14 pillows. I only sleep with half of them. That's still a lot, but yeah. Ooh, excuse me. Yeah. Overall, I have stuffed animals. They're mostly unicorns, because unicorns are my favorite animal. And yeah, that's why I like it. Last, but definitely not least, number 50. Think of all the most important and famous landmarks of the world. Which one would you want to fuck someone on? That's a fantastic question. All the most important and famous landmarks. Okay. I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna look up just a couple famous random famous landmarks in the world. I spelled world wrong. It's fine. I know this is physically impossible. This is physically impossible. But in my own perfect world, in my own little perfect world, if I could, I would love for the life of me to be fucked, pounded, and drilled on the top of Mount Everest. Easily. I would love that. Like I said, I know it's physically impossible. It's physically impossible, I'm aware. But if it was my own perfect little world, my own fantasy, if it was a dream, that would be my dream place to fuck. On top of Mount Everest, you can just see the world. Like, you can just see the clouds. Just the clouds over us. While, like, I'm riding a dick, I can just see the clouds and, like, the beautiful sky. Ah, oh, fuck. Wow. Now I'm thinking about it. But, yeah. If you listen to all of this, why? No, but if you listened all the way through, I'm surprised, but thank you. I really, really appreciate it. I love doing questionnaires. No one asked me to do this questionnaire. I just like doing questionnaires. But thank you for listening. What time is it? Ooh, it's still early, so I might post an audio tonight. I might. But yeah. Like I said, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. I'm sorry that I rambled on for 42 minutes. All right, great. I think this was shorter than the other one, I think, which is crazy because there's much more questions. But yeah, I'll see and talk to you later.